Welcome. Today we're diving into GSI technology, or GSIT. They're a, well, an established semiconductor company.
Right.
But they're making this huge, huge pivot, really betting the company on becoming an AI hardware startup.
It's quite the transformation.
Yeah, a real dual identity. So our mission here is to unpack that and especially understand the tech driving it, compute and memory.
Absolutely. And the why behind this pivot is crucial. GSIT is tackling a really old problem in computing.
Okay.
It's called the von Neumann bottleneck. Basically, you know, you're constantly shuffling data between the processor and the memory.
All right, like a traffic jam.
Exactly. A massive energy-guzzling traffic jam, especially for things like big data and AI. GSI wants to, well, eliminate that jam.
Okay, so let's look at the strategy, the financials. This isn't some fly-by-night startup founded in 95.
That's right.
NASDAQ Hue listed since 2007, SEC compliant. Looks very traditional on the surface.
Mm-hmm. But look closer.
Right. They seem to be deliberately choosing not to be profitable right now. Why?
That's the pivot in action. They're taking the revenue from their legacy business, static RAM or SRAM.
Which is still widely used memory tech.
Very much so. Stable income.
Yeah.
But they're systematically pouring almost all of it into R&D for these new chips.
How much are we talking?
Well, get this. Q4, fiscal 23, they spent $5.0 million on R&D.
Okay.
Their net revenue was just $5.4 million.
Wow. So like 93% going straight into research.
Precisely. That's not business as usual. That's funding a moonshot. It's all about this new chip, the APU.
That's a massive commitment.
Right.
So the hardware they're betting on, it solves this von Neumann bottleneck using compute and memory, CIM.
Correct.
How does GSIT's version, the APU, actually do that?
APU, yeah. Associative Processing Unit. It flips the standard model. Instead of data traveling to the processor, the APU moves the processing logic into the memory itself.
Okay, like your analogy, prepping food inside the fridge instead of taking it all out.
Exactly. You avoid the trip to the countertop altogether. Saves time, saves energy.
So what's the actual technical advantage? Is it, you know, truly different, patentable?
The key is this massive bit-level parallelism. Think millions, literally millions of tiny bit processors inside the memory.
Millions.
On their Gemini chip. Yeah, over 2 million. All working at once.
Okay.
This gives them huge internal memory bandwidth, and this is critical, a much better performance per watt. They're optimizing for efficiency and low latency.
Not just raw speed, then.
Not just raw speed.
Yeah.
Power efficiency is huge for their target markets.
Right, because with that kind of cash burn, they need validation, right? Proof this isn't just lab theory.
And they have some. It's mainly coming from demanding customers, actual contracts with the U.S. military.
Like, sure.
The Army, the Air Force, through AFWICS, even the Space Development Agency. They're not huge contracts, maybe, but they're legitimate.
So third-party validation that the tech works in the real world.
Exactly. And the performance benchmarks back it up, too.
Yeah, I saw that Deep1B benchmark, a billion-scale similarity search.
Uh-huh.
Latency of just 1.25 milliseconds. That sounds incredibly fast.
It is. And with high accuracy. That combination of speed and low power is the differentiator.
Why is that power efficiency so critical for, say, military or space applications?
Because in those environments, power, heat, physical size, those are often the absolute hard limits, sometimes more than cost.
Makes sense. But it feels like a race against time.
It absolutely is. Given that R&D spending, their financial runway is maybe 4 to 5 quarters.
Yeah.
Ish.
So success really rides on the next chip, Gemini 2.
Completely. That's scheduled for mid-2025. It needs to be significantly more powerful, and crucially, it needs market adoption. Fast.
Does adoption also depend on software, like developer tools, to actually use this new architecture?
Oh, 100%. That's the other side of the coin.
Yeah.
And SDK, developer tools they have, to nail that launch with Gemini 2.
Okay, so pulling it all together.
Look, GSI isn't trying to out-NVIDIA on scale. That's not the game. They're aiming for architectural wins in specific niches, like defense, aerospace, maybe specialized AI tasks. The APU hardware seems real.
But
the mountain they have to climb is the software ecosystem. CUDA, for example, is so entrenched. Getting developers to switch to custom hardware, that's always tough.
Right. So that really frames the big question for you listening. The bet here isn't just on cool hardware. It's whether a potentially superior architecture, like compute and memory, can actually overcome the sheer gravity, the inertia of a dominant software platform.
I think that's the fundamental battle.
And it's playing out right now across the tech industry. Definitely one to watch.